720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth with you for the next hour. We're getting a little bit of a late start tonight, but it's all good. We had to see what those Hawks were up to. Talk about all that good stuff that happened on the ice tonight. So, my friends, there has been so much happening in the last week since we all met that I would love to discuss. We're gonna work all 3 hours into 1 hour, though, because that's what we do. That's how we roll. So, you know what? I would love to start by talking about Black Friday, because it was certainly a very interesting one here in Chicago. It always is an interesting one, but this year was much, much different than usual, because we saw, as we have been talking about this week, this weekend anyway, we saw a lot of protesters shutting down Michigan Avenue for the most part. A lot of stores closed. And I would love to hear what you think about that. 312-981-7200. I'm looking forward to a thoughtful and constructive conversation, because our good friend, esteemed producer Shane Reardon, will be taking your calls before you get to me. So you got to be sweet.
And
you
phone bouncer.
He's my phone bouncer. That's true.
Phone bouncer.
So you got to be sweet. You got to be, we want a thoughtful, I want a diversity of opinion, of course, but let's have a thoughtful conversation about it. Baddish.
Yes.
Wow.
Black Friday is not Black Friday anymore.
What is it?
Gray Friday.
Well,
because
actually it starts on Thanksgiving now.
Which
is what we were talking about last week.
I even think it's before Thanksgiving. How many people have always complained that they're rushed trying to buy gifts for Christmas?
Well, you know what? Last week, we if you will recall, we were talking about this, because Shane also does retail, and he was talking about how actually it's not even a thing anymore. In fact, those deals are available all week long. And if it's a matter of getting out of bed at the crack of dawn or going out shopping Thursday night instead of enjoying Thanksgiving with your peeps, yeah, you're kind of getting hosed.
Yeah. I don't think there are any great deals out there anymore. I think retailers know that people have more money than they did, say, last year, year before, and the deals, if you want to call them that, just aren't there. You can't get, an $800 TV for $150.
$12.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, what's the deal? And what is the price you pay?
Okay, you had a Seinfeld moment. And what's the deal?
What's the deal with
you
that?
You kind of did right then.
I didn't even know I did that.
Well, there's that. And then I think I was talking about this earlier today on the Business Lunch show, that we're seeing kind of this tipping point of so many people going, you know what? What's the point of going out and fighting crowds and fighting just for my personal space when I can order this online and it's going to be delivered right to my door, sometimes in an hour? Because, you know, if you got Amazon Prime, you can do that Amazon same day thing.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that.
Plus, I mean, even the delivery time, the promise of like overnight delivery or delivery in 2 days at no extra charge. But if you're buying it now, so you get it in a week at no charge. Why? I mean, that's not a big deal anymore. It used to be, because people would procrastinate.
Yeah.
And wait for those last-minute deals.
Well, and I think, okay, so today was Small Business Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, yet another thing I was talking about today on the Business Lunch was how, what's it going to take for Small Business Saturday to be as big a deal as Black Friday and Cyber Monday? And kind of, I think where we came to was, we're talking with Cassie Walker Burke from Crane Chicago Business, and she and I kind of came to this idea that really it's ease of use that's kind of keeping it from being that big a deal, and it's the deals. I mean, ultimately, it may not be quite the good deal we used to be able to get on Black Friday, but it's still kind of a deal to buy it from Amazon because of bulk, right?
Sure.
Big retailer, they're going to buy in bulk and offer those savings onto us. Whereas like a small business won't necessarily be able to do that. So there's people that commit to the small business and commit to, I want some artisan good, you know, a locally made. I think the local vore thing extends onto shopping. But there's always going to be the last minute, oh crap, I forgot to get a present for grandma.
Right.
I got to do this.
Right.
I'm just going to see, you know, what is on Amazon Prime that I can have rushed.
Yeah.
So I think there's that. There's like, there's a lot to it. There's a lot of levels.
But
let's
try this thought, though. And as you were talking about this, my mind, which tends to wander at times,
oh boy,
was focused on it. And I'm thinking, okay, so it's easy to go on Amazon. or any of these other online shopping places. Even the brick and mortars push their online shopping. They want you to go there more so than come into the store.
Well, I should hope. I mean, it's easier on employees. It's going to save them on labor. And frankly, I think it's putting employees at risk. I mean, we see this every year where some employee gets trampled or, you know, beaten up or something. But I digress.
That's okay. But, I mean, that's a legitimate point. But I'm thinking the small businesses are easy to go to because they're in the neighborhood and you can get the service there. It's, in other words, you're not going to the big brick and mortars where, unfortunately, there's no service, my opinion. You go in, you can't find anyone to help you, and when you do, they have no clue. And now you're bumping up elbows with other people. I don't do well in crowds.
No, I don't either. Shame rebuttal. As employee of a large retailer.
I'm sorry, Shane.
No, he's not wrong.
No.
The majority of the people that I work with have no clue whatsoever what they're doing. And especially during the holidays. Because
I hope they're not listening.
They don't.
No, they don't.
Nobody, especially during the holidays, because you vamp up your scheduling and you bring in so many seasonal help.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all the seasonal help. But no, Roger's not wrong. The majority of these people do not know what they're talking about, and it gives everybody else a bad name. I hate retailers. I hate big box stores.
Yeah.
But big box stores pay good money.
I have, for the longest time, thought it would be an interesting project to challenge, you know, maybe I would keep a blog or something, but challenge myself to only shop at mom and pop stores for a set period of time.
Didn't you say you tried to do that for a month?
I tried to do it for a month. Yeah. At a time when I really didn't have the time to devote to it, so I couldn't really do it right. But and I ran into weird stuff. Like, well, okay, if you don't, the first thing that unhinged me was hairpins, because I could not figure out where the heck to buy hairpins if not at Walgreens. I finally found them on some website of like a beauty supply, whatever. But it was just kind of a lot of rigmarole to get to.
Well,
them.
Here's another problem: a lot of mom and pop stores don't exist anymore for certain things, such as grocery store.
There's a few.
There are a few, but way too many of them have shut down.
I know.
Because they can't afford to compete. The price of food is going up.
Oh, yeah.
And they can't afford to raise their prices high enough to make a living so that people will continue to come to them and buy their goods. Yes, people are trying to save money, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And so they're going to go to where they feel they can get the best,
deal,
the best selection.
Yeah.
And a lot of industries that were big mom and pop stores don't exist anymore. Now, I'm seeing, I'll use my friends as an example.
I'm sure that
two of my friends have opened up bookstores.
Oh, you mentioned that, yeah.
Yeah. And one of them posted that, let's see, Small Business Saturday. I'm trying to figure out what day I'm on right now. Friday, Black Friday, business was okay, but business yesterday, Saturday, was through the roof.
Okay. Well, it's Small Business
so
Saturday.
So there's, if that is a gauge of any kind to a, not just a small business, but a brand new business.
Okay, here's a question.
Yeah.
Would it still be considered a small business if local spots would vamp up marketing? Because I think that a big problem with small businesses going out of sale is not having enough budgetary allocations for marketing what you actually are and where you are.
Well, you know what? Right now, Lincoln Square, Ravenswood area, their Chamber of Commerce did a big thing for Small Business Saturday today. I mean, they've been on it for a couple years, but they really, really blew it out this year. So a lot of people, even people that live down here, know, hey, you know what? Lincoln Square is kind of the place to go for Small Business Saturday.
Okay. But I think maybe Shane might be going towards that small business that is not part of an association, not in a large area. Harlem Irving area and those kind of places that have a lot of small stores, but it's a big shopping area and they can all afford to put in some bucks into an association that publicizes them.
Sure.
So, but again, here's the deal for some of the small businesses, I think, is that they don't need to do that big of a marketing program because they're going right for the community, people.
They rely on word of mouth a lot.
Exactly. And you're going to go there because, you know, I want to go see Bob. I haven't seen Bob over at his bookstore in a couple of weeks. Let's bring the kids over. They got hot chocolate there. They got games. Let's go spend some time over there.
Well, there's that. And I think, I mean, it seems like to me, if you were going to buy, you know, one item at like a local boutique or, you know, a small mm-hmm. kind of gift store, it seems like there's a different feeling to the gift. I mean, this sounds a little kind of woo-woo, but like if you were to go buy, say, okay, a gift, I gave a wedding gift not too long ago. It was a kind of cool cutting board. And if I were to go to like Bed Bath & Beyond and buy a cutting board, it would have just been, meh, cutting board, right? But I got a cool one and it was kind of like carved and it kind of had some unfinished edge wood and it was very beautiful and it looked special and it felt special because it was from a locally, I mean, this guy makes these cutting boards out of, you know, local trees that have been chopped down. He'll reclaim the wood and do this.
Sure.
And it seemed like a more special thing and it had kind of a cool story to it. And it just seems like item for item, not necessarily dollar for dollar, but item for item.
Yeah. And you may not get the gift getter to say, or someone else looking on saying, oh yeah, I saw that about $2 over at Bed Bath and Beyond,
right.
You know,
or
yeah.
Oh, I have the same cutting board.
Exactly.
As opposed to a new,
yeah,
all right.
Because isn't that part of gift giving?
Yeah,
you want to be unique, you want it to stand out, you want the person getting the gift to say, oh man, that's cool. Well, a lot of that stuff you can't find in catalogs.
Indeed. On that note, we need to take a little break, but we're going to continue this conversation because you just said something that jarred my mind about another rant I need to go on about gift giving and graciousness and gratitude, because that is an important thing. And I'm hearing lots of expectations out here on Michigan Avenue and people already fighting in the streets. It's not good. All right, but we're going to talk about that in just a bit. We shall be right back. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth hanging with you till 2 o'clock when we turn things over to our friend Dave Plyer. Thanks for being with us tonight. We're taking your calls and text messages at 312-981-7200. And of course, we're keeping an eye on Twitter and Facebook all night long and beyond, all week long, really. So feel free to hop into the conversations brewing there. Well, my friends, we have been talking about Black Friday because obviously, that just happened. And it was certainly a different one in Chicago because we're in the middle of a very interesting social moment in our country and in our city. And that certainly was on display in a very undeniable way on Black Friday here in Chicago, right down Michigan Avenue. And, you know, I think it's an interesting, I think it'll be interesting to see what change comes of you know, all the protests and all the conversations that have, for the most part, been quite peaceful. And I think, you know, it's important to keep sight of that, you know, all change requires, you know, voices, people raising up their voices. And, you know, there's a lot to discuss on the issue and there's a lot of different angles and I respect them all. But it will be interesting to see how the results of the protests that happened on Friday and really just kind of all week. I mean, they kept kind of rolling. There's even more last night a bit in the city. So we shall see. But we started down the retail path, and I want to keep down that path because we were talking about Black Friday and kind of the small business aspect of it. And Banish, right before the break, you said something about gift giving that reminds mm-hmm. me of, you know, this time of year, and it happens every year, and I forget until I see it. And I saw it today. I left the Wintrust business lunch. I do that at noon. I left at 1 o'clock, and I walked out of the Tribune Tower, and right there saw a couple fighting on Michigan Avenue about expectations around gifts.
Mm.
And I think that is awful.
Yeah, it is.
I mean,
first of all, it's a gift.
Well, exactly. And what you said that jogged my memory here was you said something about a gift by definition. And here's the thing with that. A gift by definition is something you give to another person because you want them to have this object. Like, here is an object or experience or whatever that mm-hmm. I want you to have because I believe it will make you glad.
Exactly.
And when people are laying out expectations, I mean, it was, I mean,
It stops becoming a gift. Here's my definition of gift. It's something that you would not normally buy for yourself. Mm-hmm. Because if you would go out and buy it for yourself, then it's your gift to you, or it's something you really need.
And the people that are hardest to shop for are the people that just go, I need this, I'm going to go get it, I'm done.
Exactly.
Because they have all the things that they need.
Exactly.
Right.
And if you get them something, and those people are really hard to buy for, because, and I think that's why gift cards are so popular, to so many people. But if I buy you a gift...
Gift cards are tough.
Well, not really, because again, if it's a person that you know will never be satisfied no matter what you get them... Then get them a gift card at a place where you know they like to go shop. It's free money for them.
Right. I mean, I've done that for my brother because he always buys equipment. He's an outdoorsy kind of guy.
Mm-hmm.
He works in the geology field. So there is equipment that he needs that I don't even know how to identify, right? There's stuff he likes to buy.
And understood.
So I've given him like Amazon gift cards and stuff because I know he just needs to buy stuff that if I tried to buy it, I would insult him.
Again, like for something like that. Now, I'm not a gift-giving expert or anything, but I think I do pretty good. I surprise people with their gifts. They like them. They use them. Maybe you go to a store, an outdoorsy type of store, and say, look, my brother's got a ton of this stuff. He's got that. He's got this. I know he's got this and that. I said, what is something unusual that somebody who does this outdoor stuff would not think to get?
Perfume.
No. You know what? I did that a couple of years ago, and I found the coolest thing. It's a series. It's like a moleskin notebook.
Oh, I love those.
But they're field designed,
right?
So they're relatively waterproof.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice.
So he takes them out in the field, and he loves them.
He loves it.
Special
see,
pen. Yeah.
So you get him. You know what? The next time you get him one with special embossing on it.
Oh,
you know,
boy.
Like my log for 2016.
How about I just get a Sharpie and write?
Bath salts.
Goose.
Bath salts.
No. My point is, though, larger point. My point is that if you find yourself arguing with a loved one over expectations mm-hmm. around gifts, maybe stop and examine your life choices.
Exactly. Because I think there's bigger issues than gifts.
Yeah, it's getting material and awful. And I mean, some of the best gifts I've ever received in my life mm-hmm. were completely unexpected. As you said, something I wouldn't necessarily get for myself.
Right.
But that the gift giver then said, I saw this and it just said you.
Exactly.
And I wanted to get this for you. Sometimes that's, around a holiday or birthday. But sometimes it's like, happy Wednesday. I saw this cool thing and this is so you. And it can be like... a little weird, I mean, it's been one time someone gave me a sticker that just had something funny written on it, but it was perfect and I still have it. It's on my bulletin board.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So things like that, I think that's where we, but gosh, that kind of broke my heart a little because I was like, look at this couple fighting over, no, you said you were going to get this, this, and this. This was on my list. I was like, ugh.
And already the season is shot.
I know.
Yeah.
All right. We're going to take a little break, get you to news with our good friend Roger Badish, and when we come back, we are continuing this conversation about the holidays, but we're going to talk about Cyber Monday and get into some tips to keep you safe online as you're doing all your shopping there. It's all good. We'll be right back in just a bit. 720 WGN. 720 WGN. Hey, it's Amy Guth. Thanks for being with us this fine evening. With you till 2 o'clock, and we turn things over to our friend Dave Plyer. He's got a big show for you, so you want to get yourself caffeinated and just stay on up. Stay on up for that. It'll be all good. All right, so my friends, we have been talking about all about Black Friday and all the things connected unto it, especially events that happen in Chicago. But I want to shift a little bit now because, earlier today, technically now tomorrow, or let me do that again. Today, technically now yesterday, was Small Business Saturday, and we were touching on that a little bit too. But what... other things are coming up. That is Cyber Monday and Giving Tuesday. And I want to make sure that we talk about those because those are so interesting to me. I think Giving Tuesday is kind of the antidote to Black Friday and Cyber Monday in a way, because I think it's so materialistic and it's so you know, consumer-y, and I think especially Black Friday, where we think about people.
When you have a 2-in-1 with
shoving
Intel on the most reliable
playing,
network,
Shane? We're getting an accidental commercial.
Yeah, I forgot to turn my computer audio on cue, and that was an ad playing in the background.
Good times. Well, now we know what's coming up. It's all good. So stick around for that
ad.
Yeah,
but do we do that on small business? Do we do that on Monday?
What's happening?
Hello.
Oh, no, don't. That song is like ripping my heart out these days. I can't even with that song. God. It's a beautiful song. And
hello.
Don't do it. I'm not made of stone. I can't do it. Don't do it. Anyway, so Cyber Monday. Along with it, you know what always happens is we hear about people that are preying on online shoppers. It's really important to kind of go through all this because we want to keep our friends here safe. Biggest thing that we start seeing is emails asking people to, you know, trying to entice you to click on the email for some reason. I got one just the other day. I got one from Best Buy, fake Best Buy, asking me to verify my account.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, well, I haven't ordered anything from Best Buy. I don't have a Best Buy account. That's not really a thing. So here's the thing. If you get an email that's asking you to do anything in the email, if it's asking you to click on anything, if it's asking you for any information, anything like that, check out that email address. Be very, very clear with what it is, because if you look at it closely, I think it was like misspelled, or it wasn't actually from the domain Best Buy. I think it was like support Best Buy. Or
yeah, it was like email.info.
Info Best Buy.
Yeah, it was info Best Buy.
And now things can be on a subdomain, but this was like a slightly altered thing. So I dumped it and marked it as spam. But a lot of times, people will dummy up an email with the exact logo. That was the case with me. It looked just like the Best Buy logo. It was spot on. But if Best Buy actually needed, or anybody needs you to actually verify anything, here's what you do. Don't click on anything in that email. Go open a browser, go to that website and log in. And if there is a message waiting for you, it will be there.
Mm-hmm.
You don't need to click on that email. I cannot stress that enough. That is how so much information is accessed and compromised. Also, there's always stuff floating around on social media. We see this anytime there's a large news story where people would want to see information they might not be getting in a mainstream way. Or when there is a high volume of shopping around a deal. We always see people trying to, it's like a Facebook scam where it'll try to entice you to click on it. So we saw that one of the first times we saw it was when Osama bin Laden was killed. And that was an example of bonus information that was not out in the public sphere. And so there was a lot of pictures or a lot of links saying these are pictures of the compound, of the raid, of Osama bin Laden deceased. You can click on it and see. And the minute you clicked on that, you would be exposing your Facebook login data. So it's the same thing. Anytime there's a something that seems a little too good to be true, or anytime there's a deal, something like that you trust your gut on that, because it probably is too good to be true. Best thing, again, go to that site and do whatever it is you need to do from there. Don't click through. Now, that said, there's a lot of transactional things that do happen on Facebook, and many of them are legit, but you got to trust your gut on that. And that's a really super important one. Of course, we're not going to give out information over the phone, but sometimes it sounds so, so very convincing, but we have to be really, really mindful of that one. But I think the big one is the email, the phishing scams, where the email will try to entice you to click on it or to verify some kind of information or something like that. That one is so important, and it keeps coming up year after year. We see so many people that have their credit cards compromised, or their bank, or their...
or even their emails.
Anything.
They take over the email, and you have to delete the account. You have to start up a new one.
Well, you have
I've
to
heard that
reclaim
the most.
Your password at the very least.
Well, but even that, if you try to change the password and you have to log out of the account, I have found in the past, because it happened to me many, many years ago, when you log out, now whoever has hijacked your email has already changed it and now has your email account, and nothing you do can get you back in.
Right. So I recommend whatever email client that you're using, you can also do this on social media, just Google name of email provider and two-step verification, because most email clients offer this, where you have to have your phone with you. It'll basically generate a text message, mm-hmm. send you the text message. You have to use the text message to log in if you're logging in on a browser that's not your usual home one, or one that you've kind of, you know, verified and whitelisted. That's a good way to keep a lot of nonsense at bay. It's not 100%, but it certainly will cut down on a lot of crazy. That is my recommendation unto you. Yeah.
Got to be safe.
Advice is free today, Badish.
Look at that. You can't give that away as a gift. It's what? Just free.
See?
Yeah.
See?
Sound
yeah.
advice.
Sound advice from right. Amy Guth.
There you go.
There it is. No, there is a lot. I mean, the problem is that there's really smart people on both sides of the law.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's not, I mean, we think of like criminals being idiots. That's not the case at all. There's very, very smart people on both sides of the law.
Yeah.
And they try to prey upon us using the very latest in technology. And we just mm-hmm. have to be smart and be really mindful. You know, I think there's one that happens to a lot of people where a call will be initiated to the home saying, oh, this is so-and-so from, you know, Dell or whatever, mm-hmm. Microsoft, there's something wrong with your update. We need to go through, and you're essentially giving people remote access to your computer.
Yeah.
So that's another, I mean, that's one that happens all the time. We just have to be smart. We have to keep talking about these things because we want everyone to be nice and safe. You know what? I have been through that, like having an accessed account, and it is no fun. It is really difficult, especially if it's, you know, financial information or something like mm-hmm. that. It's really difficult to reclaim all that. And it's a pain in the butt.
Yeah. Well, a good idea is if you didn't make the inquiry,
Don't
click on it. Don't give them the information on the phone.
Yep.
If you did not make the purchase,
don't do it.
Don't click on it. Exactly. And you get all day long, I keep clearing out my email with junk. It's not phishing stuff. It's legitimate ads.
There's a
from companies trying to, hey, we got a special for the next hour. But if you didn't initiate it, don't click on it.
The app Unroll Me.
I was just going to say, Unroll Me is so awesome.
Yes, you sign up for this app.
Badish, you have to try this.
And it takes
really?
Your email client, and it says, okay, here's every single thing that you subscribe to. Click one button, and you're not going to get them anymore. It's phenomenal.
But see, now that's just, in my mind, that's just another thing that I've got to give information to in order
for them
to take care of.
They will. No, they work as a big net, and they will capture any email that's sent to not just you individually, anything mm-hmm. that's sent to a group of people. It will capture it like a net. If you want it in a daily digest, so I get a one email a day from Unroll Me, and I can just kind of scan the list. Is there anything that I give a damn about? Nope, delete. And then it sometimes reminds me to unsubscribe from things. Oh, why does that group even have my email? Unroll Me is awesome. Mm. It is life-changing. And it even sends you, at first, it kind of sends you some reports about how much crap it's getting out of your inbox.
Right.
Holy moly. I mean, the first day that I had it, it was like something like 1,100 emails.
Wow.
That it had intercepted on my behalf that were just junk. Just, you know, crap. You get
mm-hmm,
on a mailing
sure.
list, and then you're suddenly on 5, and then you're on 20, and they're just, you know, every time you get a new thing, sometimes you have to opt in and whatever. Ugh. They make it so easy to opt in, and then they make it so easy to opt or make it so hard to opt
exactly.
out. Right? It's so hard to get out of them. I try to spend a little time every morning just unsubscribing from stuff because I just subscribe to too many things. It drives me crazy.
Well, you're just really popular. Too.
Yeah,
that's the
yeah,
thing.
That's my problem, Badish. I'm so darn popular. That's exactly what it is. On that fine note, let's hear a word from our sponsors, and then when we come back, we will be talking more about all this good stuff. 720 WGN. The Winkies beating on my 720 WGN. It's Amy Guth. Thanks for being with us. With you till 2 o'clock, and then we turn things over to Dave Plyer. So, hey, we've been talking about Black Friday and Cyber Monday and Small Business Saturday and all of those days that we have, but we have not yet talked about Giving Tuesday. And there's not a ton to talk about other than it's a heck of a good idea, and I hope that we all do it. There, done. I'm out. Get Plyer. I'm done. No, I kid. But so Giving Tuesday is the idea of celebrating the spirit of generosity. You can look at hashtag Giving Tuesday and see all about it. There are a lot of partners involved with this in a very formal way, and then a lot of people involved with it informally. Anyone can do it. You just have to go do a good deed or donate to charity or something like that. But it's all about just take a minute from the shopping and from the buying and the spending and the adding more stuff to our lives and do something good for our fellow humans or creatures or Earth or something like that. And just do something positive that's not about material. That's just about doing good, which I hope that we all do. So let's all, on Tuesday, I want to see all of you on Twitter. Let's all meet up on Twitter and check in with each other and make sure that we've all done something positive and good, because it's important that we do stuff like that. You know, for many years, I volunteered on Thanksgiving, and that's an important thing for me to do. And the people that run the place where I volunteered a lot have told me, you know what, maybe volunteer another day, because we're good on Thanksgiving. Lots of people want to donate their time or their resources on holidays, but it's the rest of the time. So it's still pretty close to the holiday. You know, it's still pretty close to Thanksgiving. But I challenge us all to try to be more in that giving spirit throughout the year, not just on the holidays, but certainly let's start on this Tuesday.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, why do people have to wait for a holiday?
I know.
To get into that mood. I mean, that's part of being part of humanity and society, is that we're helping others.
I know. And you know what? I've heard a lot of times, I've heard the people that run the food banks and volunteers and stuff say it's so difficult in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
People are traveling. People are not really thinking about people who are struggling and suffering. I think we tend to put our minds on that around holidays, around winter, when we see really, you know, more stark examples of suffering, right? Because if we see someone who doesn't have a place to live or doesn't have a place to sleep, it's really sticks out and sticks with you and stays in your mind if it's a cold, mm-hmm. a cold night, right? You think
right.
that poor person is freezing tonight. So you think about it in a different way. As in the summer, I think, you know, we still see people that are suffering, but I think it's easier to overlook people and their needs sometimes, even I think not intentionally, but just kind of
right.
subconsciously, people just kind of blend in at some point and don't stick out as someone who needs help. So there's a lot of people outside making little heart gestures to me. That's
aww.
Nice. Thanks.
It's Giving Sunday.
It's a Giving Sunday.
It's Flirt with Radio Host
what?
Sunday is what it is.
were they flirting?
I don't know.
They have any game?
No.
It was just a Justin Bieber heart thing.
Yeah, they were just doing the little Justin Bieber heart, which sure. I appreciated. That was nice of them to do.
This man it's is deciding not to put his sweatshirt on all the way.
And staring in a way that, yeah. So, anyway, we get all kinds of interesting people out here.
It's cold, brother.
Hanging out yeah. on outside the Allstate Showcase studio. We're going to focus is what we're going to do now.
I'm going to put the drapes down.
Anyway, so as I was saying.
Yes.
Whatever cause is meaningful, let's all make a pact right now mm-hmm. to whatever cause is meaningful on Tuesday. Let's go do something about it. That you don't have to do it in a very formal way.
Mm-hmm.
You can do something subtle. You can do something. I mean, you know what? 1 year, probably it wasn't this late in the year. It was one fall. I wanted to do some volunteering, but I, you know, kind of called around the usual places where I had gone to were kind of booked up. So I said, you know what? I kept seeing this guy on the sidewalk near my house. And I said, you know what? I'm going to just make some food. And I made a bunch of sandwiches. I brought him several. I brought some other people. I just kind of walked around with a kind of reusable grocery bag. And I just mm-hmm. sort of gave people not just one, but, you know, three or four sandwiches and just said hi. And I mean, I just kind of talked to people for a minute. It wasn't hard. It wasn't any big deal. It didn't cost me very much.
Mm-hmm.
It only took about, you know, maybe an hour to get it ready. And I probably walked around for 35 minutes or so. It really was not, you know, not an insurmountable thing. It wasn't hard to do.
Right.
So
here's another thing. A lot of people like to go to soup kitchens
mm-hmm.
because it's right there. You can, you know, the
yeah.
people are in the same room. You stand in line. You give the food out and everything. But I know that there are a number of services, either church related or independent from religious organizations, that you don't see what they do because they're out at 1 o'clock in the morning with trucks
yeah.
or even cars doing exactly what you just said you did. They have tons of food that people have made that they bring to people who are out on the streets, and you don't see that. And I think that's another form of giving back. You can can research this and find where these trucks are, where these services are, what they do and what they need. Here's another thing. You know, I care a lot about cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And I had this conversation last summer with some of our fellow WGN people about what you can do with someone who's going through cancer. It's a very awkward situation, depending on the level of the cancer. And I want to, I don't have a title for it, but let's say give an hour. And you don't have to get a gift card. You don't have to go to the store. You don't have to do anything. Give an hour of your time to someone in your family, someone who's a friend, who's a friend of the friend. Go and give an hour of your time to do nothing more than to sit with them, to talk with them, to have lunch with them, to whatever.
Because it's true, because I think some people don't know what to say.
Exactly.
And don't know if they should say, if they should ask or not, or whatever. And you know what? It's okay to say, I don't know what to say, but I'd love to just hang out. I think that's perfectly okay. You know what?
Right.
A friend of mine, while she was going through breast cancer treatment, she got really angry about all the pink ribbons and companies that were profiting off of pink stuff, sometimes weren't even necessarily donating the money back. They were just putting pink stuff all over their product. She said, you know what? If you would like to help a woman going through breast cancer treatment, come help her carry a laundry basket. Don't bother with the pink stuff. Don't, you are helping me more, helping me. If you would drive my kids to school one morning, if you would come hang out with me, because all my friends are so freaking weird about this, they don't know what to say. And that was so perfectly said. And I loved that she, you know, has, you know, has that spirit in her anyway to just say it like it is. But I totally agree with you, Badish. Life is awkward. It's full of awkward moments. That's all we do. Right? Our whole lives are filled with awkward. We can handle a little more of it, but I totally agree with you. I think, and you're, you know, you certainly know.
Yeah. It's worth a lot more than any amount of money that you can buy or spend on a gift for someone going through this, because holidays are not always cheerful for way too many people. And just to go sit with someone, and even if they're sleeping for that whole hour, them just knowing that you're there.
That's huge.
Yeah.
And I mean, I think, too, there's, I think I would even say it would be cool if we started thinking about gifts, not just for people, you know, in a position of need. But I think, you know, just think about gifts in a more meaningful way that connects people together more. Things like that, things like experiences. And I mean, that can be as simple as tickets, like, hey, here's a ticket, let's go do something.
Right.
I think that can be sometimes a lot more meaningful. We all have, like, you know, we don't need more stuff. You know, like, I think sometimes experiences are so much better.
So are you saying that the five tickets for smiles I'm giving my mom is going to be good for Christmas?
Way good.
Way good.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all I'm giving her.
Especially if you don't normally give her smiles.
Plenty of smiles, but these ones she
these are extra special.
Hot coupons, things like that. It'll be all good.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness. You know what? This hour has flown by because we got such a late start. We tried to, we've tried to cram 3 hours into 1 hour, and it didn't quite work because we still have a long list of things to do. And yet, our good friend Dave Plyer is here. Hello, Plyer.
Do you want another hour?
Sounds like you would like
I'll
to surrender
nap.
One.
I might nap in the other room. You know, my in our neighborhood, there's a, it's like a parish group that does this cancer support group, and that's exactly what they do. You volunteer your time, and you just got to expect to do whatever is asked of you. So go walk my dog, go get my prescription at the store, go get, you know, just whatever. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that
I like
cool.
that stuff.
I love that.
Yeah, good way to give
good
back.
Good for you. I love that your community has that.
Yeah. So what's happening?
Do you participate in it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and my wife,
it exists, but I don't
do
it.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Good for you.